This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله.
ان شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاه والسلام على سيد الانبياء والمرسلين محمد وآله وصحبه اجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure to welcome you as we resume our series after a short break for Ramadan. Inshallah, the series on Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to enhance and enrich our life, Islamic life. And today I have chosen a beautiful hadith. I wish every one of us, including myself, were to understand and ponder and reflect and act upon this piece of advice, wisdom from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely we will save ourselves from a lot of frustrations and from getting carried away by destructive habits. Let me read the Arabic and then translate and explain some of the points. Of course, as you reflect more and more, there are more points to discuss, but we will limit it to a very brief session, inshallah. ثلاث منجيات وثلاث مهلكات فأما المنجيات فتقوى الله في السر والعلانية والقول بالحق في الرضا والسخط والقصد في الغنى والفقر وأما المهلكات فحظ متبع وشح مطاع وإعجاب المرء بنفسه وهي أشدهن. الراوي أبو هريرة، المصدر البيهقي، إن شعب الإيمان. There are three habits that save a person and three habits that destroy a person. As for the habits that save, they are, number one, fear of Allah in private and public. Number two, speaking the truth in love and anger. And number three, moderation in poverty and prosperity. As for the habit that destroy, they are, number one, following one's desires, giving in excessive greed, number two. Number three is, and thinking highly of oneself, which is the worst of the traits. The hadith provides a roadmap for a happy life. You know all of Sharia, you can look at it as a GPS to navigate through these rough waters of life. As we face trials and tribulations and challenges, it's like a roaring sea, you know, a ship navigating through that sea, up and down, you know, through the waves. That is life. So we need a roadmap, and the Sharia provides. And the Prophet of Mercy in this beautiful hadith takes out, focuses on three points for us to focus, three habits to develop, and three habits that we must shun. Make sure we purge our lifestyle of those habits. The most important of them is, number one is fear of Allah in private and public. You know, when you speak about fear of Allah, we have a negative perception. Of course, fear of Allah in Islam, because Allah is not a tyrant chasing us all around, fear of Allah in Islam should be understood in the context of what Quran teaches us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is above all compassionate and all merciful, and he loves his creation. Yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbunahu. He loves those who surrender to him and they love him. So fear here is the consciousness of Allah, involving a sense of awe and reverence and humility before the Creator and Lord of all beings. You see, when you stand, when you go near that seashore, vast, immense, you feel that sense of insignificance. Likewise, if you are in the desert, you know, all you see is the expanse of the desert, and you feel insignificant. The same way when you stand in front of that tall mountain, Mount Everest, for example, you feel insignificant. So this is that feeling and mindfulness, awareness. And true consciousness of Allah imparts a sense of meaning and purpose for one's life. That's the only way we can save ourselves from heedlessness. They say an unexamined life is not worth living. So how do we live an examined life? Through cultivating the reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which imparts meaning, a sense of purpose and meaning for life. So this involves also awareness of one standing before the Lord, who is above all the all-compassionate, all-merciful. And Allah reminds us that Allah is ever-present with us. وَهُ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is witnessing everything. عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. And watching over us, he is Raqib. And this consciousness instills in us a deep sense of responsibility. The second habit is develop speaking the truth always, whether the truth will please us or is against us. Because Islam wants us to stand for truth and justice, even if it is against our own interests, or if it is for our interest. And this concept follows logically from the first point, khashiyatullah, because Allah is the truth, and his word is truth, his sharia is truth, his laws are truth, his promise is true, heaven is true, hell is true. Hence, we ought to be truthful in our relationship with him by submitting to him, and that in turn demands that we become truthful with ourselves and with all of our God's creation. Allah orders us in the Quran to stand for truth and justice. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِنَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. What you believe, be steadfast for Allah, bearing witness to justice. And let not hatred for a people lead you to be unjust. Be just. That is nearer to reverence. And reverence, God, taqullah, Allah, surely Allah is aware of whatsoever you do. Standing for truth and justice is the divine mandate. They say today truth is in short supply. You know, truth is covered up, compromised in today's world. People, leaders wear masks. They are not true to themselves. They are not true with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truthful to. There is no truthfulness. The media, social platforms thrive on doing so, compromising and covering up the truth in order to make a profit. They are bought by demagogues who crave power and profiteering. Hence, Muslims have a duty, a mission to uphold the truth, stand forth as witnesses of truth and justice. The third habit is moderation in poverty and abundance. Islam, as a way of life, teaches, you know, it is the middle way. Khayra ummah, ummatun wasat, a nation standing in the middle, avoiding extremes of all to the right and the left. moderation in all aspects of life, and it teaches us to shun extremism in all forms. Moderation in lifestyle calls for shunning wastefulness. Unfortunately, today we fail miserably in discharging, in doing so. We indulge in wastefulness and excessive spending as you look around all over the Muslim world. Food wastage in the Muslim Middle East, for example, is 36%. Ironically, in Ramadan, it shoots up to 60%. Whereas Ramadan should be a lesson to curb our spending and greed. So we waste more food, almost double, in the month of Ramadan. So how can we benefit from the beautiful institution and the training of Ramadan? Add to this spending on luxuries and comforts. Allah says, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَ حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَبْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. And give the relative his rights, and the poor and the wayfarer. And do not squander wastefully. Truly the wasteful are the brother of Shayatan, Shayateen, and Shaytan is ungrateful to his Lord. The two words are Israf and Tabdir. According to Imam Ibn Abidin, Israf is spending that is allowed on what is allowed in excess. Some people say because you are rich and you are giving zakah, you can spend, indulge. This is wrong. That is israf. If you do so, if you spend beyond what is necessary, what is needed, you israf. Tabdir is spending on what is not appropriate, what is not desirable. So we ought to guard ourselves against excessive spending on what is permissible and shun altogether spending on what is not permissible. The three habits are juxtaposed with the three destructive habits. Number one, following one's own whims over one's submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is greed, opposed to moderation. It is failure to recognize the rights of others. Wealth belongs to Allah and we are trustees, given to us in trust. So we have no right to indulge or waste it. As the pious Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu said, the poor starve only because of the overindulgence of the wealthy. As for thinking highly of oneself, it stems from one's failure to know one's true position in the world. We ought to know we are at the mercy of our Creator. Allah alone is control over our things. So we have no right to deem ourselves independent of him. Now, lessons that we can distill from this, there are so many. The hadith is worthy of long reflection. We are to develop the three habits as they can save us as individuals and societies. Mindfulness of Allah will keep us on the straight path and it should help us shun evil, because the awareness that we are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should restrain us from evil actions, and it should motivate us to do good deeds. And truth will save us from falsehood, so we ought to uphold truth and justice. It's a very critical habit for our survival as individuals and community, because when truth and justice is trampled upon, this will lead to social destruction. Moderation can help us maintain a balanced life. It would save us from poverty and frustration. Following our whims, unrestrained greed, craving after material pleasures and possessions, and wasteful habits will destroy us as individuals and societies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to learn these beautiful lessons that the Prophet of Allah has imparted to us. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. please visit our website at www.islam.ca.